Blog Talk Radio.
Africa. Ancient of Mexico, continental drifted, now she dwell in the western. Rise to the east, dip my feet in the new now. La mounds of pyramids, what you gon' do now? The sleeping have arisen, know the world dies by birthright. Aboriginal citadel, noble Jew had the insight. Pre-Adamic Kushites, mirror what gods look like. I self-law and master it, free national maverick. The east for you take a step, bow before the oracle. Spirit speaking, play humble, the lessons are allegorical. Sankofago retrievers accept what's only historical. Buried in such your wisdom will elevate you and forward you. Waters of source far more than your birth and royal imperials. Populated the planet with melanin individuals. Warrior bloodline passed through the DNA. Black power, black freedom, my BB Fahodie.
Represent the South Side. Born Panthers, family rattlers with a lot of pride. I ain't talking about just where the train track to buy. I rep the people, not the city, baby, get it right. When I say Houghton Street, when I say Pasco, I'm talking hood biz, never about the land, bro. I'm the opposite of everything they stand for. Living in America is about the cash flow. And lately out here on the ground, we in a heavy drought. The last thing we need to do is segregate the house. They out there calling Africa the last frontier. Trick us into buying property to leave us here. You think I'm bugging, huh? Go do on me. Don't lay that I want what they owe me. Hot garbage on me. I'm talking black power, melanated unity. Claiming the branch and not the trunk or uproot the tree. Come on.
It really doesn't matter about the country, state, or city you born. The borough or the parents or the side of town.
In Africa got 52 parts, but it wasn't all of those from the very start. It used to be you tell the region by the dialect. Invaders came and switched it up and made us all forget. But it's been mighty long and my amnesia gone. My mama hollering out my name, I gotta make it home. I mess around and now the car lights coming on. Streets dark and dangerous, man, I gotta get gone. Prince told us it was thieves in the temple, y'all. You from the island, so you felt it wasn't meant for y'all. You from the States, you from Brazil, you from the UK. You acting brand new like your name was Blu-ray. I holla touche. Police arrest and remind you of who you are, regardless of where you stay. And it shouldn't have to be like that, but whatever gon' make it happen, I'm glad you came back. Come on.
From the BK, where I'm from ain't easy. I joined the army screaming how my country needs me. I didn't know without a gun they wouldn't feed me. Tribal wars against my own, they try to leave me. This is my declaration, Africa's my nation. I recognize that it's the home of all civilization. Homie, as soon as I had came to that realization, I didn't need their welfare or their immunization. My health is from the ground, I ain't gon' dumb it down. I'm happy being brown, even when you see me frown. Admit I was a clown, I used to dance with them. They call me Jigaboo. My actions always answered them. Then I hated my hair, then I hated my skin. I didn't realize the royalty I had within. Now I raise my chin, now our time has come again. Lift your voices and chant for the African.
It really doesn't matter about the country, state, or city you're born. The borough or the parish or the side of town. Your family knows if you're black, you are. Galaxies and dying, redefining superstars. We the definition of
it. Ain't an English dictionary that can touch it. I love it, and ain't nothing above it. They say thou should not covet, I say thou should not fight. But these hammerheads can't help it, cause my plate is Trump type shit.
The pigs killing my people and I ain't liking that. The only reason my hands up is cause I'm fighting back. We lose it don't matter cause heaven's sending our asses back. So put your hands down, if they shoot you better fire back. This revolutionary life pumps to my cardiac. So when my heart stop praying, don't give my mom a heart attack. Cause I do this for my ancestors who was enslaved. I'm laying bricks and building on a foundation that they have laid. So I'm really about that action, nigga, fuck the talk. And they revolutionary for the weekend, I do this often. So motherfuckers better watch how they talking to me and my GMF gorilla. So walk this all the way up, all the way up, fist all the way up, all the way up. Nothing can stop us, it's all the way up. It's what we want and it's what we need. Ancestors still with us, they ain't never leave. Shout out to them soldiers who been down to bleed. Cause bitch, we tryna see a world that we ain't never seen. Look, nowadays everybody claim they conscious when they use sacred knowledge to debate and talk nonsense. Come on, but man, tell me, dawg, could you really be conscious when you only use your ancestors' wisdom when you win a game on a monetary profit? I'm seeking the truth, dawg, I am a prophet. All this work that I be doing got me asking, why do I not profit? Probably cause I don't start shit. But guarantee if you come at me with a problem, I'ma solve it. Cause I'm universal like the sun, moon, and the stars. I'm climbing Jacob's ladder till I'm face to face with God. As a matter of fact, I seen God the other day. He told me keep your head up, G, and continue to pave your way. And before he left, he taught me a few lessons. Said always stay aware and stay strapped with a Smith & Wesson. Always see a shoe before taking directions. Then after that, hit him back to back with lethal weapons in a second. Stay organized and ready for the wrecking of the system that we living in because of these resurrection. Babylon shall fall and Zion to be erected. It's the crucifixion of Christ and black man's resurrection. They try to hold us down for too long, but they ain't know we too black and too strong. They ain't know that my pipe was too long. Matter of fact, they probably did, that's why they want me so gone. Don't worry, cracker, I don't want your cave, Becky. I got a queen on my team in the guerrilla regime. All my niggas is mean, damn them niggas is lean. So what's the problem? You could get slumped over by RBG. You see what they did to the clan down in Carolina. A royal black woman's the only thing I've seen finer. So every time I see the videos, I gotta rewind it. Cause watching crackers just mad at my face is twisted up just like designer. Flow hotter than the tips of marijuana. But the block stay hotter in case I gotta remind you. So, but I'm telling you, is watch what you do. And always keep an eye out for them niggas in your crew. Cause niggas rep revolutionary, then they turn snitch. And when it's wartime, those revolutionaries turn bitch. So, maybe I'm the motherfucking schizo. Only thing that put me in my right mind is the sound of a pistol. Fist full of black pride. And if you don't like it, black fist, black eye. Fist to the sky like Heru, we rise. I think it's about time that we open our eyes and wake all the way up. All the way up. Nothing can stop us, fist all the way up.
Peace, 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 peace and black power family. Welcome to another episode of Knowledge Radio, place with Knowledge and Porn. This is your host, Knowledge Porn a lot, here on our Black Revolutionary Sunday episode. And we got very, very, very special treat for the family out here, live from the west side of Ghana. Yes, Ghana. That place on the continent over there, Africa, live from Ghana. West Africa, we have the honor and the privilege of having on the platform a phenomenal guest who is doing so many amazing and wonderful things. And I think one of the most courageous steps we could possibly take as Africans of the diaspora is to repatriate. So we got true and living evidence of repatriation in our midst today on this Black Revolutionary Sunday episode, and I'm extremely honored and privileged to have a queen in the building. So that phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions, with your comments. Our sister is here, and she wants to tell us the truth and dispel the rumors, the myths, the romanticism, all of those things. So again, this is her show today. If you want to know the steps in the process, some of those things, you want to hear her story, you got questions, you got comments, whatever it is, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments, live from the west side. So without any further ado, it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some and present to others a warrior in every sense of the word, this creative, magnificent sister who has agreed to share some of her time with us today here on Do Knowledge Radio. Got a lot of love, honor, and respect for this queen. So without any further ado, I present to you a queer queening is in the building.
Hey, peace and light, peace and light. Thank you, Vaughn. Wow, what a introduction. I'm honored and I'm very thankful for you to have me, you know, on the show today. I'm very excited to share the story and answer any questions anyone has, you know, about repatriation and life on the west side, Ghana, Africa. So I'm right. Really thankful. Thank you for this.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, we've been trying to get some things to work for a while now, so this opportunity presented itself. I was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, let me get that. Because so many amazing stories. I always see the visuals. I always see, you know, you involved out there, you know, many of us who know of you, you know, saw your journey, You see what I'm saying? Or at least what you share with us. You see what I'm saying in regards to actually making them move all the way up to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you're going to get into the details. I don't want to get into that. You know, you can tell the story better than me because it's your story. You understand what I'm saying? So, but just as an onlooker, how inspiring it was to see, you know, you make those steps and those strides and the countdown and everything. You see what I'm saying? It was very, very, very wonderful. And, you know, we were celebrating with you. Like, all right. You understand what I'm saying? And then to see you, settle in and, making those connections and things like that, it was very, very gracious of you to share that, small insight, with us in regards to it. Because, many of us are seeking to repatriate, and the information that you can provide to us, I think it would be very critical and very realistic, so.
I really try to be transparent with who I am, even if I have bad days. I still got to put it out there because I'm a romanticizer to say I'll show you everything that's beautiful because I see everything beautiful, but then I neglect to put, the hardships. And it's like I have to be very transparent, because I don't want anybody to ever come to the continent and say, man, she didn't say nothing about this. She didn't tell us about this electricity or didn't tell us about, whatever it is. I want to be forthcoming and tell the honest truth about, life on the continent.
Well, let's get into your introduction. I was about to get all crazy all the way into everything else. I'm like, man, people listening might not even know. They'll be like, who is the sister? You understand what I'm saying? So we always start with an introduction so you can take as little or as long as you like to introduce yourself to our family, and we can get started after that.
Okay. So this is my introduction, huh? This is the first time I did this. I'm not nervous, but I just never done this before. So so I guess I'll get into who I am. I am a single woman, divorced woman, and my whole life I was waiting to leave the United States, and I'm not going to lie, that's since I was small. I knew there was something else out there. I joined the military, and I traveled the world, and I said, wow, it's life outside the U.S., but it still was not our life outside the U.S. It was Germany, it was Paris, it was, it was those things, but it wasn't anything that represented us. So I was still looking through that lens that just showed the European aspect of what life is. I never, ever thought about life in Africa because we're not taught those things. We're not taught anything about Africa except for maybe two pages in a history book. In my case, maybe a page and a half, and that was just on slavery, and that was it. So I never considered life outside. So as the years went on, an opportunity presented itself. The pull to come to Africa was even greater than it was when I just started posting about different places. Because I said, it has to be some rich people. It has to be something there. It just can't be huts. Because a lot of us still think that it's just huts. It's just grass. It's just people in famine and not eating and sick. There's still people that think that way. And I was one of those people. So I looked on the internet and I just Googled rich people in Ghana or rich people in Africa, and everything opened up. It showed just like in New York or any other place in the United States. It's life just like that there. Exactly the same thing. Stores, hair salons, everything. And I'm like, wow, I never knew about this, So as I started posting more places online about, different areas in Africa, the pool got greater and greater. And when the opportunity presented itself and my son left, he went into the military, he followed me, I was like, now is the time. It's time for me to go. So I visited for 30 days in September, and I was so at home and at peace here. Just coming to a place where you look at the billboards, it's your face. You look on the money. All black faces. You're not the minority. Not saying that we're the minority in the United States, but I'm just saying in a place where there's just everything about you there. It's uplifting. It's powerful. You know, you go to the supermarket and they have the board on there where the management is. Everybody looks like you. You know, wherever you go, there's you, no matter where you are. And it reminds me of like the 80s and the 70s when you go on the block and everything is black owned. Everything here is black owned. Well, the majority, if I say 90%, is black owned. So after I spent my time here in the 30 days, within like 4 months, I sold everything I had. I gave away everything, or I sold it, or I trashed it. And I decided to make this journey this way because I felt that this was my home. And then in the process of me making this journey, I knew that other people would want to see it. So it was important for me to share it. You know, I always see blogs where people are in front of the camera, and I'm like, turn that thing around. Let me see what you're looking at in Africa. So I vowed to myself, I'm not going to be in front of the camera. In front of the camera, I'm going to show everyone everything that I'm looking at. So you get a view in real life and the steps. Everything that you can see, I'm going to let you see what I see and experience what I experience. So that's a little bit of my introduction or explanation of who I am. I mean, it's just me. I've always been adventurous, and I always wanted something different. And I had to escape, literally escape the U.S. because literally I was emotionally drained, physically, mentally, spiritually dying. Literally dying there with everything that's going on. And it's not like I was running away, but I knew as the person that I am, it was not healthy for me to stay in the United States. I wanted to live. I wanted to thrive. You know, I wanted to live better. And so that was another aspect of me leaving as well.
That's amazing right there. Amazing. So, since people are listening and they may have time, you know, what was it like for you when you first, you know, got there? You know, you wasn't a visitor anymore. You decided to make Africa on the west side your home. You know, what were some of your thoughts? What were some of your feelings? You know, whatever you can share or want to share, you know, with the family in regards to that initial type of situation.
Okay. So, as I said, I'm transparent and I have to be. So, getting on the plane and getting over here, and I got off the plane and I'm like, yes, I'm home and I'm strutting, I'm happy, and I'm, you know, meeting up with my fellow Rastafarians here, and I'm like, yeah. But then, as the day settled, there's a little panic coming on because it's like, oh, damn. What did you do, girl? You packed up everything, and you literally left. Family, friends, everyone behind, you just left. What do you think? I mean, it was a lot of days. The first couple of weeks, it was like that. I would wake up like, what did I do? But I know what I did was for the best. You know, it's just those nerves. It's just you being in a new surrounding and knowing you made the most important decision of your life, you know. So I was a little nervous because then it's like, now what I'm going to do? I'm going to do business. Now I have to get a place to stay. And it's like, how am I going to do that? But it's like, luckily, I had people behind me that, you know, are very, very helpful, you know, and helped me through all of that. So, yeah, in the beginning, I was very nervous, had a lot of anxiety. A lot of teary days because, like I said, I love my sons, but they're older, but I'm used to them being around. So that was like my first couple of weeks, even though I was happy, but it was stressful.
So how did you find the balance in between that? You know, I know psychology, they talk about a culture shock, you understand what I'm saying? Like, but they don't really get into, like, the intricacies of what you just shared, you know, like, how did you go from that state to, you know, the state where you are? And, you know, was there anybody that you talked to that was there, you know, initially? Did they have some of the same type of feelings, or, you know, was it just isolated with you, or, you know, what? You know, how did you work with that?
For me, I did it totally different than what I think everyone else did. As far as culture shock, I didn't have a culture shock because when I say I was literally home, I was home. So I could move in and out of the places and through the people as if I'm one because I am one. So as far as anything that I see, as far as getting used to the food and the sounds and the noise and the language, none of that bothered me. That wasn't even an issue. The issue was me leaving the United States to something unknown. You know what I mean? Because then you have to find your way through as far as like the necessities of life, like a home, electricity and stuff. And I'm like, how am I gonna go about doing this? I can't even speak the language. You know? So that basically was mine. But as far as me personally, I can only speak for myself. There was no culture shock for me. As far as reaching out to the people, so I met a lot of people here when I came for the 30 days. But when I came this time, you know, some people asked me and they didn't understand why I didn't reach out again. Because when I came this time, I only and running with like the God tribe. So it's just Ghanaians that I'm running with right now as far as doing things, because sometimes the best insight and the best things that you can get done is when you hook up and you link with someone from that country. Because see, as Americans, when we're over here, sometimes we just don't get the correct information, or we try to go about it the right way, and then sometimes you get taken advantage of. You know what I mean? It's not right, but that's just what happens. You may go in and say, hey, I need to have this electricity on, and I say, okay, you got to give me $300 for that. When it's not $300, it's probably $50. But when you have someone who speaks the same language and they talk on your behalf or they do some business for you, then it's easier for you. And then as you go about it and you start walking in the steps that the people are helping you to get through, you get to know the people. And so as they know you and they know that you're here and you're not a tourist, then they treat you fairly, and they understand that, oh, she's repatriating, oh, she's here. You know what I mean? So as far as me linking up for help with other Americans, I haven't. But I still know Americans here. It's just I have to do it this way. This way is my way. This way is the way that works for me right now. But I did link up with people, you know, we went out and met and stuff like that. But as far as me, it works for me now because I'm learning the language. If I run with all Americans, I'll never learn the language. You understand what I'm saying? I want to immerse myself into the culture because that's what repatriation is. It's immersing yourself into that culture and living that life. Even though you do have other repatriates as friends, you still didn't come over here just to be another Black American among Black Americans. You understand that? Some people may get offended with what I just said, but it's just the truth. That's the way I see it because it's real. It's true.
Yeah, that's tremendous right there. Like you setting another standard.
I might be making some people mad too. So I don't know.
It's a good thing. I mean, you know, you should do like a blog or a book or something like that. You see what I'm saying? So, what is some advice? Like you kind of touched on it, so that's why I just want to stay there. What is some advice that you want to give people that are looking to repatriate? You know, what kind of timetable or timeline or do that you suggest that they, you know, kind of follow in regards to, you know, going from, you know, a determined idea to, you know, execution?
I would say that they would have to actually research. Everybody doesn't want to go to Ghana. Maybe they want to go anywhere. It could be anywhere where the diaspora is, you know, anywhere in the world. Only thing I would have to say is to research that area where you want to go. Reach out to someone else who's a repatriate there where you want to go. Reach out to the ones especially who's been there maybe 25 years. The first time I came, I stayed in a B&B with Rastafarian from Jamaica. He was there when there were no buildings. He was just in the bush. That's like over 25 years. So now he's like a city there, and everybody know him. They call him the mayor. I would say you link up with those type of people because they have quite a lot of advice to give you. And also, they do things that are wrong, so you can also learn from that as well. You know what I mean? They'll tell you some things they did wrong, and maybe they didn't, but sometimes you can hear it in their story that they tell. So you have to pay attention when people are telling you their story because some things you can avoid. Preparation, some people aren't like me. I pick up and left after 4 months. I would say look at the money situation. If you have less than $20,000, I would say don't come. But sometimes, like one of my brothers, BK, Vidal, what's up, brother, if you're listening? I believe he came with 10 or 15, but that was maybe 8 years ago. And he built a 3-4-bedroom home with that and bought land. So if you budget your money, you come in and you want to buy land and you want to build a, like, eco-friendly house, they put it that way, you probably can make it, but you have to have some source of income coming in, either online business. Something has to be coming in because you don't want to end up home. You can have your land and you can have your house, but you still need to eat. Doctor, you know, you still need those type of things. You have to have some type of residual income while you're here. And time frame is just an individual basis. 1 year, 2 years. One sister I talked to, she's coming in 18 months. That's her time frame. So I'll meet with her here. Another one is leaving South Africa, and she'll be here in 4 months. So she's on the opposite side. So it just depends on the individual and what your goals are and what it is that you're trying to do. I think sometimes the best thing to do is just visit. Another thing might be doing 6 months here, 6 months in the U.S. So you can live here for 6 months, then you can work for 6 months and come back. You know what I mean? That's an option that a lot of people are doing, especially nurses. That's what they do. They are traveling nurses, so they'll stay here, then they go back and come back until everything is done, like their home built, home, like when they're building their homes. Until it's done, then they come back for good.
Yeah, my brother, he's been living in Sudan since before I was born. He did that back and forth forever, you know, like driving trucks for 6 months and then he'd be back in, you know, Khartoum. Mm-hmm. So it's just like back and forth. So definitely, you know, I can attest to that, you know, having that type of relationship. What is like the general mood in regards to relationship building with Africans of the diaspora and brothers and sisters on the continent that you've seen so far? Because, you know, there are videos out there, you know, with different people and their reactions, and, you know, things like that. What kind of mood? And go ahead. I'll ask the other question after.
The first thing I want to say, it depends on your attitude. I'm just going to have to go to that. It's your attitude. What is your attitude when you get to Africa? What is your attitude when you want to mingle with Africans? Are you still have the westernized thoughts about how Africans are? You still have some preconceived notions about, you know, their lifestyles and the way they look and smell. You have to have a great mind frame when you're coming over here because that's the thing that will separate you from making relationships with Africans. And they know if you're honest or not. You know what I'm saying? When you don't have all the distractions like in the United States with social media, you know how many distractions we got there. We have so many. So you're not really paying attention. But when you don't have that many distractions and you're about community, you can tell someone's vibe when you meet them. So if you come off uppity or you're better than someone else, that's going to separate. That's going to make a divide. But if you're honest and you're genuine and you respect the people, you respect, you know, who they are, and you generally want to make friends, then you're going to create those good relationships. Now, people everywhere are the same, no matter where you go. So you have some people who want to take advantage of you. Some don't. You hear people say, oh, they just want to take your money. But what about when you walk in, like me, I'm from Jersey. So I used to go to New York all the time, right? What about the people up and down the street trying to get your money and sell you stuff for a high price that you know is not? You got to argue with them. It's the same thing. So you can't come here thinking, wow, everybody want to take advantage. Because then that'll separate you from creating relationships. Some things take time, too. You also got to be honest with yourself. Would you try to form quick relationships with people in the state? Why would you try to form quick relationships with people somewhere else if you don't even know the climate of how the people are? You know what I'm saying? But generally, people are accepting to Black Americans. That's my experience. Some people may be negative, and they have all negatives to say, and I always wonder, why are you here? Why are you here? You know, if you don't like it, then you should go find someplace else that you like. But staying here and creating the conflict between Africans and African-Americans is not a good look, you know. I was just with some Asafochis, and Asafochis are like warriors, and they actually fight and everything. I was just with them today and made a video, and the thing that stuck out in the video when I let the chief have the phone is that he's like, come home, you know, we about repatriation, come invest in the land, come buy land, come build your home here, your family is here, you know what I'm saying? You see, it's a welcoming thing, but you have to open yourself up and get out there. If you're not getting out there and you're not mingling with the people, how will you know? You can't just sit among Americans and say they don't like us or they're this or they're that. You can't. You can't do that. It's not fair, and it's a one-sided view from a place where you haven't gone.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, folks watch you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, people can try to, and I think, you know, this inability to really connect with people just personally, that this, you know, virtual type of situation really, you know, affords people the opportunity to have this double consciousness moment where they're one person on the internet and another person in real life. You understand what I'm saying? So you kind of try to bring that into those relationships. And these are really, you know, how Europeans conduct themselves. You see what I'm saying? You know, I know some folks from Kenya and Uganda, they'd be like, oh, it's always the plastic smile. You see what I'm saying? Like, nobody smiles like that. You know, it's not genuine. It's not from a place from the heart. You see what I'm saying? So they can recognize that. So it's like, okay, if you with them, then they kind of interact with you the same kind of way. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's not from the heart. Like, it's general, like a handshake, like an embrace, like a hug, like, you know, you speaking to somebody. You see what I'm saying? Like me seeing a brother or a sister, and I put my hand over my heart. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, I really just put my hand over my heart. You know, from a cultural perspective, you know, if I shake your hand, I really got love for you. Do you understand? Like, if I embrace you, I really got love for you, because I don't just do that. People don't just get that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I greet everybody in peace, but, you know, those that I embrace with, you know, those that I check for, you understand what I'm saying? It's really from the space of love. So, you know, you really get a chance to see that, you know, different places. And, you know, you're absolutely correct about your attitude. You see what I'm saying? You've been somewhere, you know, you go somewhere to some spots and, you know, people might be on their guard, but they ain't going to stay on it, not around. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, around our people, like, nah, you're not about to be on that. Like, nah, like, oh, okay. It's okay. Like, nah, no, that vibe changes. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it should be, you know, you're definitely on guard because you don't know. Everybody else you know, and there's somebody new just come in, nobody ever seen them, and blah, blah, blah. They watching. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You the talk. They're like, who's that? And then when they see you, like, boom. It's like, oh, okay, they enjoying themselves. They vibe.
Exactly.
It's good. I could go back to, we could go back to, you know, how things go. You see what I'm saying? So that misconception of, you know, I can use this. You see what I'm saying? And then, you know, you know a hustler when you see a hustler. I don't care what language. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm a Jersey cat too. Like, I'm like, come on, man, come on. Like you see what I'm saying? And this is how they live, though. You see what I'm saying? But they have to. This is how they eat. You understand what I'm saying? So they have to do that, you know, kind of odd shit. You go to any of those Arab marketplaces, forget about it. You got to see something. They got their children out. Everybody. Mr. Sir, Mr. Sister, come, sister, come on. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you got to know that game. You know, you got to know that game. And, you know, the difference is somebody might do it here from a space of love, and then somebody else might be doing it out of space of necessity. And you got to be able to recognize both.
Recognize both.
I mean, with, you know, those things, you know, truly help, you know. Because you can read all the books you want to read, and, you know, you can study all the history and, you know, get all of the quotes and stuff like that. And then you can have a misconception, like folks even knowing what you're talking about. If you don't express any interest to where you are, you know, right there specifically, you see what I'm saying? If you're not, you know, able to deal with some people is just guarded. You see what I'm saying? Like, I was talking to one brother, he's from Ghana. I was like, you from West Africa? He was like, yeah. I was like, which country? He said, guess. I said, you speak French? He was like, a little bit. I said, well, you ain't from Ivory Coast. And his eyes lit up already. Like, you understand what I'm saying? So I was like, you got a bigger stature. Your stature is too big to, you know, really be from Nigeria. You know, so I said, I might say Ghana. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I'm from Nigeria. I said, which one of your parents is from Ghana, your mother or your father? And his eyes lit up again, like, oh, shit. You understand what I'm saying? I was like, well, which one of your parents is from Ghana? He was like, my father and my mother from Nigeria. I was like, ah, makes sense. You understand what I'm saying? So just little intricacies like that, you see what I'm saying? Like, things start to change and, you know, barriers get removed, you know, just
it's
in
true.
Small conversation, you know, from when, you know, I initially met him to by the end of the conversation, he was like, hey, man, get this motherfucker a drink. You understand what I'm saying? Like it's just a whole other vibe. You see what I'm saying? So you're going to be who you are for, you know. But that thing fades, and then we get a chance to see the real you. You see
the
what I'm saying?
You.
Right. And people are watching you. Like, you just, you don't think you could go somewhere and just not be watched. Like, you the new person. Everybody else is there. They the oldest the ground. They as old as the trees.
Exactly.
They as old as the air and the water. And, like, you are the new thing in the environment. You see what I'm saying? So,
and they
you know, some folks look at you in a predatory kind of way, like, oh yeah, this look like a snack. You understand what I'm saying? And some people are like, man, like, it takes courage to be able to go from everything that you know to something that you don't know. You know,
it's
a respect factor, and you look in, and you know, you taking the time to learn the language, that changes everything. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
that
okay.
changes a lot. Speak one sentence or one word or answer in one word. You know, that changes everything because you're trying. You're trying
right.
to learn. You're trying to understand. You're trying to communicate.
Right.
Some people may have been here maybe 20 years and can't speak the language. I don't want to be like that. I want to be able to fluidly move. Right now I can move through anything and go anywhere and travel and do whatever by myself, and it's all right. But once I start picking up on the language more. Oh, I'm going to be a monster. But it's going to be good because then I can sit and have conversations, you know, with people, you know, and do business more.
So now I heard some things about leasing land, like a 99-year lease or something like that. Is that still the fact?
That's true.
You can't own land unless you're accepted into the tribe.
What you say? I'm sorry. Excuse me.
I was trying to see if that was still valid about, you know, you can't own land unless you are accepted into a tribe and they gift you land, or accepted into a family and they gift you land. I heard, you know, some of those things. Or is it still just like the 99-year lease?
It's still the 99 years that you can own that property. But as far as being, even if you're a citizen, you still, it's 99 years. You have to be born into the family in order to be able to own that land.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And people will gift you, but you have to build up community. You can't, then nothing is for free. You can see it online and they'll say, we'll gift you this land. Okay, yeah, but you have to come in with something. You have to try to, like, build a small school or a small clinic or something. You have to give back. You can't just take and just, oh, they gave me this and I'm going to enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Right.
If somebody's giving you something like land, you have to give back to that community. Dig a borehole so that the community can get water, you know, for free, you know. You know what I mean?
Right. So you already kind of like sizing up the place. So for folks that are entrepreneurs, because I know we're about to get into your entrepreneur ventures over there, because, you got a few of them. What are some of the things, you know, because, you know, entrepreneur in the business world is someone who is in the business of solving problems. So what are some of the things that you observe through your assessment of the area that people have talents and skills to do already, not trying to do something new, that they can do over there to help solve a problem and, you know, put themselves in a position to sustain themselves? So,
this one, we were talking about this today again too. My mind was blown when I got over here and I started looking at like businesses. I will be honest and I will tell you that no matter what idea that you have, you want to sell clothes, you want to make sure they do it. Everything under the sun is done here. I want to get into recycling, you say. Well, you think you're going to find stuff like on the ground and you're going to recycle. No, nothing is thrown away. Everything is recycled. You know what I mean? So you want to get into a recycle business? Oh, okay. Sorry. Just know that people here are very resourceful, very talented, very motivated, very hardworking. So they will produce anything that it is that you want. Shoes right there in front of your face. You know what I'm saying? What are some things that we can do over here as far as being an entrepreneur? I would say anything to do with maybe if you're into farming, that's something big. Certain crops are really good cash crops. Livestock. You said that you are into problem solving. I would have to say something to do with helping create maybe customer service programs, because customer service is kind of lacking here. It's just cut and dry. There's like you go, you know, in the United States, you go and it's like, good morning, or, you know, you have people catering to you because you're the customer and your money is valuable. So if there's people out there who want to have, like, training classes for customer service or training classes on how to deal business with the U.S. and Ghana, that's something good. Those are problem-solving things there. What else is there here? Mining, small-scale mining for gold or precious materials. If you have that capital, or if you have a couple or ten people, you guys can gather enough money to have your own mining company. I mean, it's not really that hard to do if you start off small. What else did I see? They had the touring aspect of it. If you want to do tours, beauty and health, but there's beauty shops and barber shops all over. Whatever you do when you come to Ghana, it has to be very unique and it has to be very different than what everybody else is doing, because you're going to find out that if it's something that you want to do, there's going to be like 8 million more people doing the same thing. So you have to be very unique and innovative in the thing that you want to do. I don't know if that helps, but I don't know all the business sectors, you know, to comment on them.
Oh, no, that's good.
But as far as coming here and looking for a job, no, unless you want to get paid $5,000 a year or less. So it's not an option to get looking for a job.
Say that one more time. I need folks to hear that twice.
Don't come here looking for a job. Don't move from the United States to come over here and work for somebody else, because you will not like it. You will work 10 times as much as you did in the United States for $5,000 or less. And that's medium income.
So what about, because you mentioned tours, you know, are there some tours, are you, you know, looking to plan or facilitate some tours, or, you know, be a point of reference for folks who are coming over who got no idea of anything that's going on, or, you know,
as far as tours,
like trying to show people around, or, you know, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, folks come there, you know, might want to come there and, you know, be tourists, like, you understand what I'm saying? Like,
there's
some folks that's there waiting for you. You said, you're from America, come this way. You understand what I'm saying? And they get got over there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, based off of that, like, is there some plans?
Yes, actually, you're speaking to the owner of Royal Roots and Culture.
And
that's a tour business. That's one that I registered with in Ghana at the licensing facility. So under Royal Roots and Culture, which is me, the owner, we do tours in Ghana. We have tour guides and partners who are from Egypt, Kenya, Lincoln, Sierra Leone, Dubai. So it's not just Ghana. It's just all different types of places. So we're ready, you know, we're ready to receive people. We have our first tour coming up the 24th of July for 10 days. And the home that I'm in is also converted into an Airbnb. So when I moved here, specifically got this home because it had enough bedrooms where it's like, okay, well, we can make money with this. So we turned it to an Airbnb as well. So when you come, you got to have that idea. You got to be quick with your thinking about what it is that you want to do. No matter what you do, it should make money.
Right.
So the other thing about the tours is that I've been going to places that are not on like the tour sites. You know what I mean? I like going to different locations that no one goes to or they don't frequent, because it's something out of the ordinary, like the monkey sanctuary we went to about 2 weeks ago, where the monkeys come down and they sit on your shoulder and you feed them. And you can also take a boat to a small island, I'm trying to work with them to do some type of camping or resort type thing, you know, some eco-friendly village, something like that. So it's a lot of different things that's coming up that's going to be put together. But yes, in tours in Ghana as well for the diaspora that's here.
Okay. So what about, you know, for some of us who are African spiritualists, have you made a connection with any of the spiritualists that are out there?
That part, I would have to say that was on the first agenda when I came here, because the pull that I had was spiritual. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was. And it's like I have to connect to that. But I haven't yet because I have to still get settled. And once my mind is settled, everything is settled, then I'll be free to do that. But, yeah, there are opportunities for that. In Nigeria, there's a link I have there if anyone's into Yoruba. And I know a lot of brothers and sisters are into Yoruba. And that's part of what I study as well. But also here in Ghana, there's so many different cultures, and you just have to know which ones that you want to link with. They have a lot of, what do you call them again? I just lost my mind, but there's a lot of opportunities for that. It's just that I would need to know exactly what it is that you're looking for, you know, and what your outlook is on your type of deity worship. You know what I mean?
All right. So since we're on the business, let's get into the business up here. You know what I'm saying? You tell folks whatever products or services you offer, blah, blah, blah. You know, how could folks get with you to get on the tour, you know, July 24th, or, you know, all of the good stuff, all of the, you know, whatever you can share business-wise. You know what I'm saying? Because this is your show. This ain't mine. I'm just here asking questions that people might be asking, you know, but I want folks to know, you know, from you, your experiences, your products and services. You understand what I'm saying? But we need you as a point of reference right there. So, you know, I need that top of the mind experience where it's folks like Ghana, they'd be like, a queer. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I need something from Ghana. They'd be like, a queer. In the period, any of that. Like anything that you're doing business wise over there, folks need to know about it so they can tap in. You know, I've seen you with some dresses. I've seen you with some stuff, blah, blah, blah. You understand what I'm saying? Like, folks is trying to adorn themselves, you know, with garments and stuff like that. You know, I see you. You got an in out there. You ain't playing over there.
Okay. I would have to say it's like I'll talk about mine. But one of the things that a lot of people ask is, how do you go about doing business and like in citizenship or you know what I mean? The thing you have to do is do everything correctly in the beginning. If you want to have a business here, do it legally. You know, you go to the licensing and you do it legally because it sets you up to become a citizen in Ghana. You know what I mean? So and when you do business, it's good to partner with someone else. Like, say I have citizenship and you want to open up a business, it's good to link with another citizen in Ghana because your fees will be lower, much lower, like dirt low, instead of maybe 20,000 or 10,000 or whatever it is. It'll be so much lower if you link with another citizen in Ghana. The process of getting your business is not very hard at all. Once you have your business, you can also now set up your bank account at banks in Ghana. You know, everything starts to flow easier once you set your business up. Getting your apartment or your house and renting it, you don't need anything. All you need is money. You just need cash money, and usually it's like 6 months in advance, 1 year in advance, or 2 years in advance. And our CD is our dollar is like five. Their dollar, their $1 is five of theirs now, I believe. So you're not really losing it. It's going to be less expensive, but you have to know your budget. So business-wise, that's it. But like I said, you have to have a plan, and you also have to know what it is that you want to do when you're coming over here. So Also with Royal Roots and Culture LTD Limited is a consulting part of that business. So if anybody is looking to find out exactly how I did it and the steps to go through without paying a crazy amount of money, then they can link up with me, you know. And for a small fee, you know, I can walk them through the steps and help them, you know what I mean. So as far as me, yeah, I also have another one that I've been doing since I was in the United States, another business, and it's called Shopaquia Queen. And it's all anything African, whatever it is that there is, I sell it. There's wholesale opportunities for anyone with a boutique or if they're vendors and they want great deals on anything, dresses, handbags, jewelry, shoes, you can get them made in any type of fabric that you want, any design clothing. You got hip-hop and you want African design, that can be done, medallions. I mean, it's just like a load of things that's available for anyone if they're into being an entrepreneur and they think that they can be vendor. If they are a vendor, like I said, they could take advantage of the wholesale part of Shopaquia Queen. So,
and what did you say there, like the rate of exchange was?
Excuse me?
Like the rate of exchange.
What was, I'm sorry, it cut out.
I was asking about the rate of exchange, the, you know, the dollar to their currency.
One of our dollars is five of theirs.
Okay.
So, yeah, if I went to buy one pineapple, my one pineapple would probably be maybe 50 cents. No more than 50 or 30 cents, one of those. I mean, I think it's like 30 cents. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you been anywhere nightlife-wise? Like, I know I've seen you with some festivals and things like that. As far as the nightlife, you know, people party everywhere, so, you know, have you been and checked out the party scene out there?
Well, no, but I have friends who do the party scene, so if anybody came and they wanted to link up with that part of the scene, then they can. I don't party, so I don't go out to the nightlife, but I do like cultural events like art shows, and one of the biggest ones I went to was the Cross Fashion Week. So that was amazing. So that was back in like two, three months ago. I love the festivals that they have here. So those things are exciting for me because that's what I'm into. I'm into, you know, cultural aspects of Ghana. Also, what else? Oh, what is this one? It was a news conference for legalizing marijuana or decriminalizing marijuana, because still here it is seen as a crime, and they put out that it makes you go crazy and commit crimes. So, you know, that's not accurate. So the Rastafarian Council of Ghana had a big news conference, and I went to that. That was interesting as well. And they gave out information about you know, the benefits of it, also the benefits of hemp. I didn't know it was so many benefits for hemp. It's amazing. So those are the type of activities that I like to get into, because you find so many links and you find so many people who are it could benefit from what I do, photography as well, and I can benefit from what they do. And once you go into those type of organization, you just pick up on a lot of business. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I just, you know, I had to ask for the party folks out there, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, well, I ain't hear nothing about
there's
no party.
There's a party scene now. Now, they party in Ghana. I mean, seriously, they really have some great nightclubs. And I have like 15 of them written down because I know sooner or later somebody's going to come out and they're going to want a party. So the club life is nice. The clubs are nice. You know what I mean? They're modern. They're up to date. It's beautiful. They have some beautiful clubs. It's just I don't do clubs. I may go maybe during the day and eat, you know, lunch or something like that. But nighttime, no. But, yeah, it's an active, active club scene here in Ghana. Okay. Beautiful women and men, too, so.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I was just asking just because I know, you know what I mean, I know, you know, folks and, you know, how we do. You know, I was in the military, too, for about 17 years.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
I done partied everywhere on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, mm-hmm. You know, you know, I can understand why if you, you know, he's like, nah, I'm good. You know, after Germany and some places, Korea and stuff like that, like, you're like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm in a spot where it don't close. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it don't close. You know, like when is it closed? Like, it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
It's true. They stay open.
Yeah.
I did, you know what? It's funny that you asked me about the club thing because, the live bands like reggae and like these artists that are out now, they go to the clubs as well, just like they do in the States. And it's one beautiful place called the Zen Garden, and that's in Labone, Ghana. And that place is beautiful. I mean, it's just a lovely stage. I mean, it's a beautiful night spot, nightlife, everything. The food, the drinks there are nice. The stage, you can see the artists on the stage from everywhere within the place. That was a beautiful, beautiful place. It was really nice. So I think I have gone to some places, brother. As I'm thinking, I'm like, I have a bad memory. So I'm like, I remember those lights.
Yeah, I mean, reggae always gets you going somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like,
And rap and hip hop is big over here as well. You know, so it's one hot artist. His name is Tugby Ruski, and Tugby means king. I wish sometimes that our people would use the African words for king, like Tugby, that means king. You know, Asajiko means king. You know what I mean? We need to start using those words instead of king and queen. Use the words with the language, you know, that our ancestors had wherever they're from, you know. But he's an airway artist, and he commands that language in his rap. It's so dope. It's really, really good. So that's one new artist coming up, and my friend is developing his talent now. So R&B is big. They have some beautiful sounds, beautiful music.
And how much is the tour coming up? And do you have subsequent tours scheduled or in the works, or
we have that one. We have also one in December, and then we're developing tours within Ghana, and it's just not for diaspora; it's for anyone that's in Ghana. So we're developing tours for that as well: biking tours, hiking tours, shopping tours, everything. We just putting it all out there. You know what I mean? It's just not waiting for the diaspora to come to us. You know, we're going to go out to everyone and do everything as much as we can. How much is the tour, like in price-wise?
Yes, ma'am.
Or, so price-wise, it came out to, with the airfare, it came out to $5,000. But this particular tour that we're doing, it's also in partnership with Sanaa Travel in Palm Coast, Florida. So together we came to do it. But her tour, she wanted to add specific things to her because we do, we're partners in that. So she wanted to add specific things, which bumped it up a little higher. Plus, it's the year of return starting July. So everything is bumped up, hotels and all of that, you know what I mean. For our personal tours, I believe everything is most likely, what is it? It's less than 2,000 on most of the tours that are coming from the U.S. here. So you just have your flight, then you just book the tour. And some of the good places like air online to look at or air services is Just Fly, because they usually drop their prices. The lowest I've seen was $870, but you have to keep checking the alerts. So that's round trip. $870 round trip. Right now it's up to like $1,200 or $1,300. The other one is an app, and it's called Hopper, H-O-P-P-E-R. And that's an app for your phone, and they will alert you anytime the fares drop, no matter where you're going in the world. But those are the two that I use in order to fly and, you know, direct people. Also, in the next coming months, we have people coming to the Airbnb. We have a student from the islands coming. Three ladies. So the Airbnb time is getting filled up, and they're staying for 30 days out, you know, so 30 days plus they're staying, so that's pretty good. So they get the tours when they come here as well. And the Airbnb is only 20 a night.
You said how much a night?
20 a night.
What?
And sometimes 18, it depends. It depends how long you stay. If you stay more than 2 weeks, then it's 18. I mean, yeah, more than 2 weeks, then it's 18 a night. And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up right there. So we got a few minutes left, and I want to make sure that we maximize, you know, the time and really drive your point home on, you know, the need for folks, you know, who are interested in repatriation to make realistic plans and steps like that. And you know, even for folks who just want to visit, so you know, you can take the time and, you know, kind of share with people about repatriation and or the need to visit, you know, the continent.
Okay. Again, I want to thank you for having me on the show, on the radio show. I appreciate it, and I thank you, and I thank everyone who's going to be listening to this. And like Vaughn said, you didn't say this, but I'm going to say you said it. It's time to come home.
That's right. I'll say it with you. Hey, it's time to come home. That's right.
It's time to come home. Even if you're coming to visit, you want to come and visit for a week or 2 weeks, just come out. You know, don't be afraid to fly. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and come. Also, the thing about it is that since I've been over here and I have to limit myself to responding to things that I see whenever I jump online, because from what I see and the information that's being posted by some conscious people about Ghana, about Africa, especially Ghana, is untrue. and I say this is because I'm asking the elders. The elders are relaying to me history from their tribes, from passed down. You can't beat that. You can't deny it, and you can't argue about it because it's the truth. So if you want to dispel some of the things that you see and you want to know for yourself about the history and you're a history buff or you're a knowledge seeker, then coming here will help you. You know, when I got here, I thought it was only 2 slave dungeons. Actually, there are 33 in Ghana. There are 33 slave dungeons in Ghana. I didn't know that, and no one tells you that, or no one shares it that I've seen. So that was something that I found out, and I'm going to visit all of them. I want to. So if you're avid history fanatic and you want to know about history of Ghana and our people, then this would be a place for you to come. And there are many people here who know about the history of Ghana and the African-Americans that were here and the Africans that were here that were sent over, you know, or taken. Another thing, if you just want to come and relax and rejuvenate, you know, and be one with your ancestors and touch the dirt, feel the rain, everything, this will be some place for you too. Some people just want to come just to renew themselves. And that can happen as well. Also, brother, there's a naming ceremony that comes with the tour. And it's your own individual names that the chief and the priestesses give you. And so that is something. You leave here with your own name and getting, you know, blessed and libations and everything poured out exactly just for you. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to experience that and you want to walk away renewed with your new name, something specifically for you, that's a beautiful thing, you know. But I think it's just time for all of us to at least try to come over here and see what you can do to invest into Africa, you know, because they need us just like we need them. You know, both sides have been traumatized by colonialism. You know, we've both been colonized, so we're both people who've been destroyed and our mind messed with. You know what I'm saying? So one is not better than the other. We're both in the same situation, you know, but different areas in life, you know. So we have to support each other. You know, we have to build each other up because things that we have that we can contribute, they have things that can contribute to us. So we both can heal each other, you know, on a continent. You know, we can do that. But it just takes the step of, you know, our people to come over here and invest and to also give back. You know, we need each other, seriously. And it's just time for us to get it together. Time for us to get it together and stop arguing about everything. Oh, if you want to follow me somewhere, can I say this? I have a YouTube channel, and it's a Queer Queenin, and it's my name that's on the flyer. If you can subscribe and watch the videos, there's videos about yellow fever, there's videos about how to get your passport, how to get your visa. I'm loading up more videos of more information about business and how to purchase land and how to rent apartments and houses and what realtor to go to, because I have one that was really good. So I'm a big him up in the video. So there's going to be more videos added as this week and next week go by. So if you can, that'll be YouTube. It's just Akuya Queenin, my name, AKUAQUEENIN. And the other one is Akuya Queenin on Instagram. And that's all the fabrics and clothing. And if you want to link up to partner to do wholesaling, that's another place that you can find me. So either way, online or on a continent, I hope I see you all or some of you. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was looking for your page so I could subscribe and get my knowledge on over here. You understand?
Okay.
Bam. Bam. Visual Voices mm-hmm. magazine. That's you, right?
Yeah, Visual Voices. Okay, that one, is it have, does it have a queer queen in up there?
Yes.
Okay, so the Visual Voices email, that's going to change. I had to change everything over because the Visual Voices is a different idea. So that would be me, though. That's Visual Voices magazine. That's with the photography, so I mixed them up.
Okay. Yeah, so I was just looking over here to make sure I got it right.
Mhm. You're on the right one. Mhm.
So you got any acknowledgments, any shout outs, any final thoughts, any final words for our family before we get up out of here? And this episode right here is yours to keep, you know, it's your intellectual property right there to actually have and use as promotional tools. You know, you get, if you're tech savvy or, you know, somebody with that particular tech savvy skillet, they can chop it up, you can put it up on your YouTube, whatever, you know, you need to do. You know, I don't have the skillet yet, I'm learning. You understand what I'm saying? So you
like
download it, you can chop it up, you understand what I'm saying? Because you got the skillet to do that, you know what I'm saying? You can do that. And, you know, use it as promotional tools to highlight your journey, your experience, and also, you know, for you to be able to share your perspective, you know, because you definitely shared your perspective today in a very realistic and, you know, wonderful manner. You understand what I'm saying? So you can't be like, hey, this might be the first time I told my story. I don't believe you. You understand what I'm saying? I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You see what I'm saying? So. You know, it's all good.
Okay.
So, got
thank
the floor.
You, thank you.
And just let them know one more time, you know, how they can reach you, how they, you know, can contact you via social media, blah, 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 your businesses, everything. Give them that whole commercial one more time. So, you know, in case
okay.
they miss you, you get it, bam.
If you want to get in touch with me on the tour side, you want to go to Royal Roots and Culture, LTD. And that's on Facebook and Instagram. If you want to do wholesaling or you want to buy African products, no matter what you can think of, you can find me on Aquia Queenin on Instagram and also on Facebook. But Facebook is going to be Shop Aquia Queenin. So you can find me there. YouTube is Aquia Queenin. It's always going to be my name. Queer Queen, and you can find me there. Please subscribe and please follow. Click on those links. There'll be more videos coming up. Four of us on a motorcycle. You might want to see that one. So those are the ways that you can contact me or queerqueenin@gmail.com. But I just want to thank you. Thank you again. Born Knowledge, for having me. I really, really appreciate you, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on your Blog Talk radio show. Due to knowledge.
We do over here. We do knowledge over here. Knowledge radio. And, you know, hopefully we can set some other things up for you to come back. And, you know, it's a couple other platforms I can talk to, you know, if you're looking to be on some other platforms and share your story and your experience about repatriation.
Oh, yes.
So
yes, please, I would appreciate that. And I would be happy to come back.
All right. This is your home right here. You understand what I'm saying? This is your home. So, you know, if you got some things you want to plan, you got some folks, you know, who, you know, want to share their experiences on any of the tours or any of that, like any of those testimonials, you can set something up, you know what I'm saying? If you got folks, come on and, you know, share their
okay.
reflections, their experiences. You see what I'm saying? This could be like a hub in between, you know what I'm saying, from the west side.
Okay, I could definitely send you some outstanding people, most definitely. Yes, we can share together.
And if you got one of those elders you want to bring on that you, you know, can speak to us about the, you know, the history of Ghana, that would be mm-hmm. like super duper duper phenomenal. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, with, you know, whatever it is, you know, with folks with sharing their stories, especially, you know, about the mother continent and, you know, history we don't know, because a lot of us, we don't know. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And we know what we were able to find, and many of those sources don't look like us. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, dealing
exactly.
with grave exception. So we could get that
okay.
real deal. And some folks that repatriated from Jamaica, you understand what I'm saying? Like, so Garvey Dream actualized, not just Garvey Dream,
right.
you know. You see what I'm saying? So
your whole, you're asking me, your whole year going to be booked up.
Hey,
it'll be
it's
an
all
Africa
good.
Talk show.
Right. I mean, it's we got room for it. You see what I'm saying? We got room for it to be able
okay.
to do it. So, you know, I think, you know, through establishing and building proper relationships, you know, there'll be less and less of a fear associated with going back and forth to the continent. You see what I'm saying? So building those relationships,
exactly.
hearing from people. So
exactly.
I'm here as a resource.
One more thing I wanted to say. Africa is safe. Ghana is safe. You can walk up and down the street and nobody will mess with you. You know, I mean, seriously, it's one of the safest places that I've been in my whole life. Serious, no lie. And if you need help, somebody will stop and help you. No lie. I just wanted to put that out there. But I know our time is over. Maybe for the next one.
good. I mean, so if we want to establish those links, you know, to put together some kind of schedule, whatever. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, we'll work it out. But you will work it
okay.
out.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again. I appreciate
right.
you.
Well, you enjoy your night over there. Should be nighttime, well, evening time.
On the west side.
Right.
Okay. Enjoy your night.
All right. Peace and love to you, sir.
Peace and light.
All right, family, we're about to get up out of here. Shout out to Aquia, Queenin, for coming in here, Queenin, and doing things in a righteous manner and giving us the real deal from the west side of Ghana. So as you can hear, there are more things in the works. So for the family who's listening, who might be listening for the first time, if you like what you heard, subscribe to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/knowledgeradio. That's DOTHAKNOWLEDGERADIO. Check us out at our e-commerce site, hub site, knowledgeradio.com. And if you're looking to be a guest on the show, you can email us at knowledgeradio@gmail.com, or you can check us out on social media. DM inbox on Twitter at KnowledgeBorn15 on Twitter and on Instagram, KnowledgeBornAlive357 on Instagram. And we're looking to do some things here for some students to, you know, help aid and assist with some scholarships for some folks that are going on to their first year of college. So we are earnestly soliciting your financial support. So if you want to contribute, you can do so via Cash App. Knowledge Born a Lot on Cash App. It's at cash.me/KnowledgeBornALot, and also via PayPal, paypal.me/KnowledgeRadio. So, again, shout out to our sister, Aquia, for coming through, spreading and showing love. So, with that, we say peace, love, and Black Power, and we are out of here.
Yeah. Now we gon' tell them. That is front. We tell them like this, yo. I'm an African. I'm an African. I'm an African. I'm a African. Yeah, y'all like that shit, right?
I don't tell them no more.
Man, mine is open.
I'm an African. I'm an African. I'm an African. I'm a. Let's get back to the gritty with spitting in my city. No more weak New Yorkers getting booed like Charles Smitty. My flow bar city and full of velocity. It's so real you get knocked out. Spar with me. Jaws are sticky, two drags and it hit me. The best shit got me spinning like I'm sitting on frisbees. The black Bixby, I get green to fix me. Green slam to 60, blunt chunky is Monique. Occupation, right, my aggravation is survival. Either way, I'm a blast through stagnation. With fire hotter than explosions at gas stations. They have to evacuate the town in mad faces. The fumes of the truth, a free disease nations. I'm a platoon in a booth, see a crew and I'ma face them. Every song singing, my tongue is a sword slaying. Uncle Tom rappers and crackers. I walk strong, soul prints in the pavement, panther style, cooking in my kitchen, gun in the apron. The Constitution says we can, why we get cases? Maybe it's the color of the skin or all our faces. Think I'm working for wages? Your mind's outrageous. Can't work where I can't speak my mind and say shit. Gotta turn the other cheek while I work on my patience. I'd have worked another week, my boss be laying a patient. I ain't impatient, I hate fucking with racists. When you tell it like it is, they ask why you complaining. Must be insane, in need of asylum. I see the ways of the world and you can't get by them. Nope. Devil, you gotta fry them, you got venom inside them. Did you dirty right here, had you looking for Sodom? I'm not looking for problems, only way to resolve them. Killing my brothers with revolvers, we never resolve them. Yeah, I did this properly, verses keep getting popped to me. A man not concerned, it's a verse, get a drop on me. This man is concerned with assets, own property.
Yeah.
Due to seeking knowledge and stuff. I know it's not to be.
Black in power, more than ads and dollars. First hitting like airplanes when they crash the towers.
Watch out.
Mine is a conspiracy, throw it up if you hearing me. Truth and dedication mean these devils is fearing me. Open the book and take a moment to look. You call a cracker your friend, but I call him a crook. Continue to spit lead till my continent is fed. Two ways to leave the battlefield, victorious or dead. Made my blood shed till the streets run red. Dying in the name of freedom, independence, and bread. Call me too black, I will call it a fact. It's me and green. Connect like train cars on the track. As a cycle or the street, but it's safe on my target. I'm a sniper on the beat. See the pig and I'ma spark 'em. Black them with something, something blade cutting like southern fucking. Wasn't pumping something more drunk off the southern comfort. I'm in Times Square right before the apple drop. Starting the revolution, get it popping like snapping top. You forget about your people when you at the top. Cut the head off a traitor, execute them while the cracker watch. I'ma slay you, Jesus won't save you. Cause you declared loyalty to those who enslaved you. The sequel to Pompeii while puffing that Bombay. You a snitch, you be speaking through the wild like Kanye. Jake in his back, you can chase with the axe. Remove the mask, the young Khalid Muhammad of rap. The whole nation of black killers safe in the trap. Your own people wanna kill you when you state in the fact. Black people sign enough to go and fight in Iraq. The same government tried to kill you by supplying you crack. Me and Dido Green, we just supplying you tracks. But it's more than just rap, the black messiah's back.
Yeah, I'm an African, I'm an African. I'm an African, I'm an African. We some Africans, we some Africans. We some Africans, we some Africans. We ain't hustlers no more, baby. Wake up, black people, black power, Ayasa, United Front, we out.